What's up? 1559 Project presents the Rundown, Loving Hip Hop Miami, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Loving Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I am slowly dying, but I'm okay. I think I got a stomach bug or something. For the last 2 days, it ain't been like, I feel fine, but my stomach ain't been fine. Last night, this is going to be TMI, I'm so sorry. Last night, I was on the toilet, like, all night. And it was a liquidy situation. And I'm talking about from like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I just kept waking up and having to go to the bathroom. And nothing would piss me off more than when I'm sat on the toilet and think I'm done. And then I get up and I get in the bed and it'd be like, nope, in a day. So I ain't even had nothing to eat. I've been scared to eat.
Yeah, it'd be like that. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, shoot, am I going to be able to hold anything down? But when you can eat, it's going to be great. you actually can put food down. Okay. Season 5, episode 18. These two episodes, boy. Here's my issue, though. No, we'll get right into it. I don't want to waste no more time. Flo is still angry at the disaster at her cosmetic launch. Her reputation is destroyed, and folks think she got money problems. She ends up changing the locks on Marlon due to him portraying them as being back together. Marlon claims he told the truth and he did not embarrass her. She admits she slept with him because she was vulnerable. Marlon wants Flo to tell Claudia about the sex. whatever, they can get it together. And then we learn that she said Risque isn't having any, that's her store, her boutique, whatever, isn't having any financial problems. She says this to Marlon, but then tells the producers that they behind on rent. So why can't we keep a lie alive, as Martin would say? She really, last episode was, I ain't mess with him. I was sleeping. And then was like, yeah, I fucked up. I had sex with this man. I was vulnerable.
And you know what? I was trying to get her the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe he just came in the room while you were asleep, took this picture, and kept it pushing. Don't nobody know but you and him. Unless he recorded the actual act of, that would have been my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, we're going to get more on that later. Trick has a change of heart and allows his son Jaden into the studio, into the booth, and Jaden is happy his dad is finally seeing the vision. Trick tells him he can fuck it up or open all the doors and be careful. He warns him about social media, how they will come from. Also, Trick wants to put together a 50-year celebration of hip-hop in Miami, and he wants Jaden to perform at the celebration. He just has to speak to Trina's because, you know, they're the king and queen of Miami and they got to be on the same page.
Hey, Floridians, I got a question. I don't know what you call Dolphins. Them, but Dolphins.
Heats, all the heats.
Is Trick and Trina that big of a deal? And I'm not even trying to be shady, like, are they that big of a deal to like Miami rap?
You would think so, since they were the pioneers. I don't think they're the best, obviously. Rick Ross is the best.
No, I'm not
Trick
even
Daddy.
Saying like the best or whatever, but I'm just like, do y'all think something can't pop off because Trick and Trina wasn't involved? Or is something solidified because Trick and Trina isn't?
No, the better question is, can they have a celebration without both of them being there? Because this is what the whole question, I'm like, if somebody be like, man, Trick put it together, but Trina should have been there, so it was trash. Like, that's what they make it seem as if they're attached at the hip. I don't know if they need to be.
That's true.
This is 5 seasons, and I talked about this on the Atlanta one, how we're going to be changing rundown situations up. I'm so upset that we got 5 seasons of Trina being late. Trina, you were not late for that BET Hip Hop 50 thing. So I don't try to miss me with.
Her coming in with the rah-rah energy on I'm going to be late and y'all just going to have to deal. And I'm like, that's not fair because I feel like you do that with these particular people because you know them, they're your friend. Yeah. But you're right. Like, I'm sure everything else you show up on time for. And if not, if I feel like you would be losing a lot of opportunities if you was just coming around here being late to everything.
Mm-hmm. Safari is shooting a new movie. It's called Ballin'. He's playing a Playboy / sports analyst. Eliza visits him on set.
Is this a Tubi movie?
I'm laughing because
I'm not judging because I'm trying to figure out. I haven't watched anything on Tubi. But from what I'm acknowledging, Tubi is like the black movie network, right? Which I thought we had a black movie something. But are they like UPN? And so that brings me to another question that I was going to do on Equal Opposites. And my question was going to be, can we have a UPN again? Because no. I realized that we don't have teenage shows.
Do teenagers watch television?
That was the question I asked myself, too. I was like, well, maybe because I don't feel like teenagers
watch television.
But maybe they don't watch TV because they don't have shows for them.
It could be that. I wasn't laughing. I apologize because you brought up Tubi. I'm laughing because Eliza said, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be mad or horny. And I just thought about Mea Culpa. I cannot wait to get to Equal Opposites, guys.
Oh, God. I got to watch it. I know. I had every intentions on watching it. And I'm still going to watch it. But I've already seen people critique.
That's why you watch it. So you can really get in on the... You know what? It's going to suck if you don't watch it. Because the movie is set in quote-unquote Chicago. And we're going to talk about it.
Oh, is it? Yo,
we're going to talk about it. So Eliza visits on set to talk about Who Knows About Them, a.k.a. Bobby and Tip. Safari's not a fan of the audience, and he wants to keep things under wraps. He said this is where him and Amara went wrong. She's like, oh, speaking of which, me and Amara are made up. Now she's feeling guilty because she's breaking girl code, and they have to just tread lightly moving forward. Safari don't be listening to his own advice. He gonna tell Ray J, the biggest gossip of the city. Trick is ready to meet up to discuss this 50 celebration, and Trina and Joy are MIA. No pun intended. Adult prom is his thing. It's going to take them 2 months to put it together. Trina is on her way. So we go into this car, right? And she's frustrated because she said, this is so last minute. But she also mentioned they hit her up a week ago. So I don't know how last minute. But, I mean, a week is, I don't know, just for a meeting. Does she need to be there? Couldn't they have Skyped her, FaceTime, Zoomed her, whatever? I saw old as hell with Skype. 45 minutes later, they arrive. Trick has left. CEO and Big D stay behind to explain the concept.
Yeah, why couldn't we have Skyped her? You Skype Trick.
Yeah.
Or FaceTime or whatever.
The concept. And Trina says...
Does that make us old that we keep saying Skype?
Yeah, because that's what we started with. Trina says, it sounds like Trick's 25th anniversary, and she ain't a fan of this prom night. She wants it to be huge.
I'm confused on how this prom night's supposed to go. It sounds like a concert, but it's not a concert.
Yeah, I have it in a school gym. I'm confused. Like, you want people to dress up? Is it indoors? Is it outdoors? I'm not wearing no suit in the hot ass Miami. Like, how's the prom night? Amara meets up with Brooke, who is back in Miami for a little bit longer. Princess Love joins them.
You know, speaking of proms, I don't think I've ever seen Trina on anybody's red carpet.
She had to be like at the BET Awards a few times. Because I don't think she's probably never been to the Grammys. She might have. I don't know. But you got to think where red carpets are at. It's Grammys, Emmys. She's not there. She's not at the Oscars. BET Awards. If there's the Hip Hop Awards, she was on the red carpet.
I'm just thinking of like, you know how people have like that iconic look of a dress or an outfit. I couldn't think of one for Trina.
Yeah. A quick Trina red. Yeah. If you put Trina in a red carpet, there's a couple of BET Awards to show up, some Wee TV.
That's literally what I went to. Okay, all right. I see you.
Oh,
girl, not that outfit.
So, Princess saying they tri-coastal businesses in Miami, kids go to school in LA. She's doing poker in Vegas. So there's no plans for a third kid. She just won $80,000. Brooke's kids are doing well. Amara invited Eliza too. She explains to all the ladies why she did the live on Ellen and that she needs time. She just needs to take time. So she's gone back into the studio and she's doing a top secret collab that Shell spoiled for y'all two episodes ago with someone. It ended up being Safari. I don't get why this was such a top secret. Amara also discusses Flo's launch party disaster and how Flo came for her after she offered her help with the utmost sincerity. Something is wrong with Flo. Back to Trick. CO visits Trick restaurant to tell him about Trina's lateness and her response to not liking the prom and it feeling too similar to his 25th anniversary. Trick is going to tell Trina how it's going to be and she better get down or lay down. It's a real quick scene. We can talk about that more later. Shay is still in pain and sad. She's been in bed for the past week. She gives Fabo credit for coming back and taking care of her and Jaja. Shay reinstates the reason why she didn't tell Fabo about the loss of the child because they weren't together. She begins questioning God. She tears up. She says she wants to handle her mom and wants Fabo to be quiet if he doesn't have anything nice to say. He was like, all I said was fuck that dog. And she was like, don't curse my mom. Fabo wants to take Jaya to Milwaukee. And Shay brings up him cheating.
I'm really trying to figure out if Fabo just be going hard to go hard because we on TV, or this just genuinely how you are.
You know what I was figuring out watching these past two episodes? Every man, I believe so, every man on Love and Hip Hop has cheated. That's their storyline. They all cheat. The only person I could think of who didn't cheat was Mendeecees. And they just brought his baby mamas back. But he never cheated on Yandy. That was never his storyline. Right? But everybody else, Ray J, Marcus, Stevie J, Peter Guns, was Cisco, Molly Mall, they only could put men in love triangles. That's the only thing they could do. Pleasure P was in Scrappy. Like, what the Kirk, Jock, why are you a guy on there and you're going to get the cheating storyline? They got that package.
Because right? They're cheaters. They are. That's why they did it to themselves.
So Shay brings up the cheating. Producers ask about the infidelity. She's like, I don't want to talk about it. She is done talking about it and blames this on why she lost the baby. Well, his actions. Ray J, back in town, he pulls up on Safari and Marcus Black shows up to join them. Excited to hang out with the Hollywood cast. I was like, oh yeah, all three of y'all. So Ray J get to order. He big time. I want a 1942 bottle for Safari, 1942 bottle for me. And Marcus says, I haven't had a drink in years. You know, I learned from my mistakes. Brooke, trust me. I've done the work. I went to therapy. Now he a life coach, a relationship coach, got closer to God and studying the word. He stopped drinking, watching porn, and jacking off. He said he has taken it to the next level. Here's the thing about it. I'm happy for you, brother. But why when people learn some new shit about themselves or the world, they feel like they got to tell everybody? He is on Instagram being the new Derek Jackson. I was like, fam, nobody, live your life. You ain't got to give out advice that nobody asked for.
You ain't got to give out advice. But how you going to be a
advice? You said what?
How he going to be the coach, relationship coach, if he ain't giving out advice?
He got to do it. Safari is happy that he is single, even though he's looking for a leading lady. And Marcus says, I don't think you are ready. You have to change in order to not attract the same type of woman. Safari brings up Eliza in front of Ray J, even though he told Eliza not to say anything. And he's like, well, it's different. And he's like, Ray J, don't be gossiping. They play Ray J's greatest hits. And it really ends with Ray J joking about going on a boat with a full of women. And Marcus is like shocked. He's like, I'm just messing. Could you imagine a show with Ray J and Safari both single? That's coming up. And that's spoiler for y'all in news and rumors. I don't know why I believe it this time, but I do. Big D, Ball Greasy, CEO are all at Trick's house. They're getting ready for this meeting. They are just waiting for Joy and Trina. Joy shows up 3 hours later. Trick ends up leaving his own house.
Train shows up 3 hours.
No, later. Joy showed up. Oh, sorry. Joy shows up on time. 3 hours later, Trick leaves the house. 4 hours later, Bobby and Trina walk in. Sorry, mm-hmm. y'all. I should have put commas in that. Walk in late because she had a flat tire.
Do your phone not work?
There's
hey,
no.
y'all. I'm running behind. I have a flat tire. Like, I don't understand. Okay.
Yeah, she came in with, I had a flat tire. You going to fix a flat tire? But I was like, so you couldn't
she
give us no heads up.
Spicy like that.
Believes time is an issue and she will never be on time. She letting y'all know this is me. So she FaceTime Trix, gives him all the excuses.
But like, why? It's like you go out your way to be late.
That's the problem. Like you got to tell her, hey, we meeting on Monday when y'all really supposed to be meeting on Tuesday. Just so she's going to be on time. Just like, forget it, man. Trix said next time she late, they would do it without her. He's tired of putting up with her lateness. Been doing it their whole career, I guess. And it looks like this concert is not going to happen if they can't get on the same page. I should probably could look up the Miami celebration. I'm pretty sure they did it. Flo feels bad for being unfaithful to Claudia. So she hopes, guys, this relationship is not over. She visits Claudia's home to talk about us. Claudia doesn't want to be touched. She calls Flo trifling. Flo says, I sexted him once. It was a mistake. She's done with Marlon. I love you. I'm sorry. Yo, here's the wildest part. She sounded so much like Marlon when she was giving out these excuses. I'm like, you went to the Marlon school, or Marlon, another cheater, Marlon school of excuses. Claudia calls the family trash. Everyone cheats. And she said, yo, you had an eviction. I gave you money. Wanted to be, you know, and you wanted to be in the closet. I gave you $10,000. I spoke to Hot Topic about you. So she know you broke. And she thinks the relationship is a lie. Only she feels that Flo used her to get Marlon jealous. And then Claudia does this. I mean, Flo does this. You would never find someone like me. I was so mad.
She could have kept that last. She could have kept that.
I was so mad.
You sound foolish.
That Claudia just said bye. Like, I'm not looking for somebody like you no more. This is over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I don't know why they thought this was where we should end it at. Amara's driving up. Gets out the car to
they
a secret
They want us
collab.
To care so bad. Yeah.
Amara is ready to reveal who it is. Open up the door. It's Safari. Next time. All right. Who do you think Brooke invited both of them to the pajama jam? Amara, Eliza, Safari, Amara. Like, who is this? She's like, I invited both of them to the pajama jam. I guess. Zoe's depressed. I be forgetting about Zoe sometimes. Shay gets a spiritual cleansing.
It's because it'd be so many quote-unquote main characters on these shows.
Hold on, wait, though. How Shay, when she got into it with Eliza, said, oh, I seen the seat, you know, earlier this season, you was talking mess about me. You know, we not cool. Did she not see the season where Flo went to the Mumba or whatever it was called? And see how her life is going right now. Why would you
do that?
And then what was Claudia doing? Gael comes to confront her and Claudia's like, you know, you want me. You want me too. I said, what? And Amara reveals the secret. And Bobby is Bobby. He said, you a damn fool because Eliza fucking Safari. Bobby can't hold water, man. Bobby can't hold water. Where are we at? News and rumors. Love and Hip Hop star Princess Love recently revealed in a statement shared to her Instagram account that she and Ray J have decided to end their message.
Their message?
Their marriage. She wrote, "Dear friends and family, it is with heavy hearts that we share the news of our decision to divorce. After much reflection, discussion, and counseling, we have come to the difficult realization that our paths have diverged and that it is in the best interest of both of us to part ways. We want to assure you that this decision was made thoughtfully and with mutual respect and consideration for each other's well-being. While our relationship as spouses may be coming to an end, we remain committed to co-parenting and our children, and maintaining a positive and supportive dynamic. Let's wrap it up. But though this chapter of our lives may be closing, we look forward to embracing the opportunities for growth, healing, and new beginnings that lie ahead. We are confident that with time, understanding blah, and support.
Blah, blah, blah. Girl, y'all get a divorce every other month.
So you think this is not a real one, too? You think this she's going to renege?
This is going to be the official one because they together and it's so thought and we really sat down. It ain't because one of us mad at each other. We just decided to scream we was getting a divorce.
I think her success on the poker tour has helped. Like, she's like, I don't really probably need him as much for money. Mm-hmm. He could just do the child support thing. And, yeah, I mean, congrats, I guess. Did they finally figure it out? What would look like? Will either one of these be on Love & Hip Hop, whatever city, next season? Do you see both? Only Ray, only Princess, neither?
I feel like Ray will always be on Love and Hip Hop.
Ray is Love and Hip Hop.
I can actually see them both, but not together. And if they are together, it's like, oh, come get your kids type of thing. Like, I feel like they don't show us co-parenting for real.
No.
You know why though? Because the co-parent stuff always come from somebody who cheated. like you said, all the relationships on here be somebody who cheated. So they cheated with somebody. Because the only thing I can really, really think of for real, is you had Amina and Tara and Peter, right?
Yes.
Because we're doing it for the kids. So you had that triangle. And then you had Mimi with her kid with Stevie before Jocelyn had her baby. Because we didn't really get the baby on the show, if I remember correctly. But yeah, no, everything comes from cheating. And then you have Jock, but we didn't really have to deal with his baby mamas like that because they weren't main characters of the show.
No, I think the only other co-parenting that didn't have to do with cheating is Yandy and Mendeecees because she takes care of little Mendeecees. So
yeah,
that is about it. All right, and that's it for this episode of Miami. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You can tweet me at one and only can tweet Shell.
As a Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappity Chatted IMS with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace. She says,
bye.